When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Eric's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, love y'all's show. Been a listener for years.
Thank you.
So good news. I'm engaged to a wonderful woman. Just got engaged. We're in the beginning of planning stages for our wedding, and she just showed me her freak flag, as you guys like to call it.
Okay.
I've known she's always loved Disney, but I just learned how much, and it's taken on a whole new life. She's obsessed with the idea of getting married at Disney World. Okay, I'm on the fence with that anyway, but she wants us to dress up too. She wants to be Cinderella, and I would be her Prince Charming.
Oh.
I've got to say, no, no way, that's a hard pass. I just want to wear a nice suit, and this is how the rest of our life is going to be. Our kids dressed as Disney characters and taking them to Disney all the time? I think adults obsessed with Disney are strange. It's like Michael Jackson building his own Neverland.
Mm.
This may be her dream wedding, but it's definitely not mine. Is there a compromise here that I'm not seeing? I love her. I want to marry her, but this is kind of freaking me out. Thanks a bunch. Keep up the great work.
Oh, wow. That is tough when you just learn of something like this and you're like, oh, and now all of a sudden you feel like over your head. And
well, and I guess the style and the place of the wedding is a very big decision. And Disney weddings are not cheap, I'm guessing. I didn't get married at Disney, but I know getting into Disney World is not cheap.
Right.
So maybe he can come at it from a financial standpoint.
Okay.
And then, you know, like, hey, if you want all of our family and friends to be there, you'd have to have them all pay to get into Disney. I mean, why don't we do, you know, maybe they can incorporate, some Disney touches in a wedding here.
Mm.
Like, I'm just kind of spitballing ways that maybe he could toss out ways to kind of incorporate her love of Disney without letting it completely overtake the entire wedding.
Right. Wow. They don't say anything about like the cost or the price. So I don't know if that's necessarily the part that's freaking him out, but.
Well, Brian said, better get on board, Prince Eric.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Have a prince's name.
He is literally, be lucky that, wait, is that Ariel's dude?
Yes,
lucky that you don't have her dressing up in a mermaid.
Oh yes. That would be different. Although she did wear a white wedding dress in the wedding scene for that, yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. I mean, is this too much? Is it too much to ask just to say, hey, it's a moment in time. Just do it.
You want him to go for the Disney wedding? Dress up as a prince, do all the things she wants?
I mean, I'm saying, is it that? I don't know. Is it that big of a hard pass for you?
It is for him. That's why he wrote us.
All right.
Yeah. He does not want to do the costumes and all the things.
Okay.
But just know many Disney trips in your future, even when you have kids, probably even before that. Maybe you honeymoon at Disney. Okay. But have the wedding here. Maybe not do all the, she wants to wear like a Disney princess like wedding dress. He can.
All right, let us know if you've ever been in a similar situation. Maybe not the exact similar situation, but maybe a similar one where you've had to make compromises, or you know, one person really wanted this certain style of wedding and you didn't. So how did you guys compromise? Because I think the key is in the compromise here.
Yes.
And so 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story.
If you did get married at Disney, let us know about that too.
Eric, he's newly engaged. And she's awesome in every way, but he's just learned that she wants to get married at Disney, complete with costumes, like Cinderella, Prince Charming, all of that.
And so he's like, yeah, no, hard pass. Like, I don't. What do we do here? I love her, want to marry her. Is there a compromise? Got a text. Heather says, we looked into getting married at Disney. The amount of guests allowed at most of the locations was a deal breaker. We couldn't even have both sets of parties, let alone our three siblings. So we just honeymooned there, which was one of the solutions that I tossed out. Like, hey, could you just honeymoon there and then just incorporate touches in the ceremony here at home?
Yeah. So if you don't want to go there for the actual wedding, maybe it's like, hey, how about we just do the honeymoon? There are plenty of people honeymoon down at Disney World. So maybe that's not such a bad thing. Now, Brittany, you are a self-proclaimed Disney adult.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this with I'm 1,000% a Disney adult.
Okay.
Okay.
It is a thing. We actually, my husband and I priced out a Disney wedding because we almost did a Disney wedding. And the only reason we decided not to is because we knew we had a bunch of family that wouldn't fly down. Uh-huh. But price point really wasn't that different than what we spent locally.
Oh, okay.
Really? Okay.
Like, what makes it expensive is obviously all the extras you can do.
Yeah.
However, like, having a nice, pretty Disney wedding really is not as bad as I think a lot of people think it is. But, yeah, if you're going to get married in the park, that's a whole other tax bracket.
All right, so Brittany is saying, hey, Eric, go ahead and do it.
I don't feel, and then also, okay, like, has he ever been to Disney? Because my husband was not a huge Disney person at first. He was like, and we took our first Disney trip, and he was like, oh, it'll be nice because, like, it'll be nice to see the kids have fun, blah, blah, blah. Then he ended up falling in love with Disney, and now, like, our daughter's name is a Disney name. Her name's Evangeline Jasmine. We have been to Disney several times as a family, and, like, I have an annual pass now, and so any chance that flights are cheap from Louisville to Orlando with Spirit, he's like, are you going to go?
Yeah, right.
So, like, he encourages me to, like, take solo trips for a couple of days down to Disney, and, like, I mean, he buys me Disney lounge. Like, so he is now on board with the Disney, and before he wasn't, like, anti-Disney, but he just didn't get it. But then he went and experienced it and had fun, and now he is, like, completely on board.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, don't knock it. He might, like, if he hasn't actually been, he's just, like, taken aback with how much he loves it. Maybe, like, dive in a little bit with her and see why and see if he can, like, get in with it, too.
Brittany, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You guys have a great morning.
All right, you too. See ya.
Okay, so conversion therapy is what we're going with.
I guess. Hey, Katie.
I think there is compromise involved, but after being married 17 years, there are things my husband did not do at my wedding that I will never forget.
Oh.
Okay, like what? Anything in this category?
Not specifically, but I wanted cupcakes and he wanted a cake, and he didn't care at the end of the day.
Okay.
He's never going to live it down. I wanted the damn cupcake.
I gotcha. All right.
So you're saying maybe Eric just needs to swallow his pride a little bit and do it for his wife, his new wife.
Well, if she's willing to role play on their wedding, imagine what she'll do after the wedding.
Listen, that is sassy.
I'm just saying.
Katie, I love it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
All right, see ya.
What are you doing?
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, baby. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Another shoot. Heather said my best friend got married on the beach and then honeymooned to Disney. I think it was like $5,000 for the all week, the week inclusive. Compromise.
Jamie says, first, I feel like he's not paying attention. She texts, this is not something that would just come up. There had to be sign that she loved Disney this much. There are plenty of compromises for the wedding aspect, especially since it's so expensive. But saying you don't want your kids to be wearing Disney costumes and going to Disney all the time is every childhood dream. So he's going to have to get on board.
Right. And just as a mom who had a daughter that wore princess dresses to Disney a couple of years in a row, it is awesome. She had all the wigs and all the things. And that is really, really precious. Now, Raven says, why doesn't he tell her they can have like a weekend where they have a Disney wedding photo shoot at Disney World, and then just kind of do a formal wedding?
Yeah.
Or use her lingo. Just, you know, let her know when he thinks about dressing up as Prince Charming, his vision is a formal suit.
Okay. I think, are we all saying the compromise is, Eric, you're going to have to get on board?
No, there have been lots of different compromises tossed out there. Like, he can say, all right, here's how you can kind of have a little bit of a Disney vision. I love the Disney photo shoot idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
She still gets the pictures like they got married at Disney, but then, you know, not making all the family and friends fly out and buy tickets to the park to get in to watch them get married.
I also like the honeymoon aspect of it, too.
Yes, absolutely. Maybe
there's an opportunity for you to pitch the honeymoon idea if say, getting actually married at the park is not your thing. So, Eric, Prince Eric,
But also get comfortable with Disney. Because that's probably gonna be a recurring theme in your marriage. So and maybe our listener was right that, you know, if he goes and has the experience, he might fall in love with it a little bit too. But I think we dip our toe in it by, you know, doing the photo shoot or something.
Yeah.
Or doing the honeymoon.
All right. Well, good luck. And Eric, there's a plenty of comments on our Facebook. If you missed calling and you want to leave your opinion on the Facebook page, you can at Ben and Kelly Show and keep us posted. All right. Congrats, Eric. That is
Prince Eric.
Prince Eric. That is group therapy.